Hare Krishna. So in the previous shloka, shloka number 30, Krishna spoke a very, very heavy thing. He said, O Arjuna, surrendering all your works unto me, with full knowledge of me, without desire for profit, with no claims to proprietorship, and free from lethargy, fight. Now whatever Krishna has told, it's very difficult to execute. Just by hearing this, a person might become completely distasteful when it comes to Bhagavad Gita. But now here, just to give us a nice solace, Krishna is speaking something. Let's see that in shloka number 31. Something which we can execute immediately in our life.
Eme matam idam nityam anutishthanti manavaha shraddhavanto nushuyanto Muchyantepi karma karma bihi.
So here Krishna is saying, E manavaha, that those human beings or those men, what are they doing?
Me matam idam nityam anutishthanti.
So he's saying anutishthanti, they are the ones who execute their prescribed duties regularly. And who have given this prescribed duty? Me matam, those are my injunctions, Krishna is saying. Idam nityam, eternally they are doing it, regularly they are doing it. And then he says, how are they doing it? They are just executing just like that, with a lot of laziness and lethargy, without faith. Krishna is saying, Shraddhavantaha. He is saying with faith, with complete faith. And another very important word, Anasuyanto, that is without envy. So what happens to such people? Krishna says, Muchyante pi karma bihi. Muchyante api karma bihi. So here he is saying, such people will become free from the bondage of karma. Now this is a very nice verse to meditate on and execute, because this is something which we can do. Something which is practical. Something which we can do it immediately. It need not be a long span of time to execute this particular instruction. Let's try to understand this in a more deeper way so that we can execute it immediately right after watching this video. So here Prabhupada writes in the purport, the injunction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the essence of all Vedic wisdom and therefore is eternally true without exception. As the Vedas are eternal, so this truth of Krishna consciousness is also eternal. Many times this question is posted, that Bhagavad Gita was given 5000 plus years back and now we are reading it and now we are trying to understand, is this valid even now? Is this valid today? Yes, it is. It's very clear from this particular lines that we just read that it is eternal. Krishna's teachings are eternal. See, Krishna has created this entire world, entire material creation, not just material creation, even spiritual creation belongs to Him. So, when Krishna has created everything, He knows very well that what teachings should be given so that each and every human being, in fact, each and every living entity can progress in their consciousness and finally reach the ultimate perfection. And with that intent in the mind, Krishna is speaking this Bhagavad Gita, and it is valid. It was valid, it is valid, and it will be valid for a lot of time to come. So, it's a very important line to note. That is, this truth of Krishna consciousness is eternal. Then, one should have firm faith in this injunction without envying the Lord. This is a very, very important point. Why we are here in this material world? Because we envy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. We think, why only He has to enjoy? I will also enjoy. What is the problem? He is enjoying. Similarly, I want to enjoy. I want to imitate Him. We envy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what is the proof for it? Someone might ask, no, how can I believe you? No, just give me some proof. So the proof is, we are trying to be masters in this world. What is our original constitutional position? We are servants of Krishna. Jivera Swarup hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. We are Jivatmas and our eternal Swarupa is the servant of Lord Shri Krishna. But then what are we trying to do it in this material world? We are trying to become masters in this material world. We are not interested to become servants. But then we understand that there is only one master. There is only one master, and that is Krishna. So if we also try to become the master, what does that mean? We are trying to compete with that personality. We try to envy that personality. And we see in our various discussions, we see when many people come to attend the session, it's very difficult for people to accept that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, at one point in the session, when we start discussing about how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, after that session, many people will exit. Why? Enviousness. I cannot accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Oh, I am Supreme. Who is that Krishna playing flute? So there are many people all around who are envious. And here Prabhupada writes, special category of people who are very, very envious. Who are they? There are many philosophers who write comments on Bhagavad Gita but have no faith in Krishna. So there are a lot of people who write commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because Bhagavad Gita is all famous. So if I write a commentary on Bhagavad Gita, I will also become famous. So they write commentary on Bhagavad Gita, but the only difference is that Krishna has spoken Bhagavad Gita, Krishna will only be removed from that commentary. And only some Gita will be there, some aspects will be there of Bhagavad Gita. So this point is very, very important to understand that when we accept Bhagavad Gita, we have to accept through Krishna, because Krishna is giving this Bhagavad Gita. Arre, Bhagavad Gita itself means Bhagavan's Gita. Bhagavan Krishna's Gita, the song of God. Just imagine, you remove the God, just remains the song. So, these philosophers who are there, who are writing various books just to earn their livelihood, they are actually deviating people from the right path. Obviously, they themselves are going to burn in hell forever because they have deviated the innocent faith of people. But along with that, those people who are getting deviated because of their immaturity, even they will have to suffer. So it's very important for all the students of Gita to understand that when it comes to accepting Bhagavad Gita, we accept through Krishna. We don't reject Krishna. And what happens to such people who have rejected Krishna, who have removed Krishna, who don't have faith in Krishna? They will never be liberated from the bondage of fruitive action. They'll be stuck in the cycle of birth and death. Not just stuck in the cycle of birth and death, but they'll be pulled down to the hellish planets and they have to suffer there for sure. But then, much better are those who does not know any philosophy. The common public. Here Prabhupada says a very, very important line. He's talking about all of us. Please note this line. An ordinary man with firm faith in the eternal injunctions of the Lord, even though unable to execute such orders, becomes liberated from the bondage of the law of karma. Now see, there are many injunctions that Krishna has given. Many instructions are given. And sometimes people say that, oh, this is so difficult. How can I implement this in my life? And here is the answer. Even if currently we are not able to implement, it's okay. What is needed? Firm faith in the instructions of Krishna. That's what is needed. Yes, whatever Krishna is telling, that is the truth. There is no second thing to that. And just with this faith here, this important line again I would like to read, becomes liberated from the bondage of law of karma. All the reactions of the past will be burnt. Just by having this faith that yes, whatever Krishna has spoken, that is truth. And one day I'll execute that in my life. Just with this faith. Now itself, all our karmic reactions will be burnt off. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, one may not fully discharge the injunctions of the Lord. So this is very practical. When we are beginners, it's not easy to execute all the instructions given by Krishna. It takes some time to understand firstly, and then next comes implementation. But because one is not resentful of this principle, and work sincerely without consideration of defeat and hopelessness, he will surely be promoted to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness. Just by having faith in the words of Krishna, just by having that enthusiasm, yes, I will implement these instructions one day. That one day will be very soon, obviously. And then, having that hope that yes, this very lifetime, just by executing these instructions, I will attain perfection. Just this faith, with full enthusiasm, when we endeavor, what happens? We will attain that eternal perfection, pure Krishna consciousness. We will attain that love for God, love for Krishna. So in this way we see that just by having faith, we can attain this stage of perfection. And the immediate thing that will happen now in our life, as soon as we accept the injunctions of Krishna with faith is, and also without envy is, the karmic reactions which are there, which are pending in our karma bank from a very, very long time, from many lifetimes, will be completely burnt. Completely burnt. So in this way, having complete faith, without enviousness towards the Lord, we will attain this particular state. So, this particular shloka becomes very, very important. And it also gives us a hope, yes, I will attain that eternal perfection, pure Krishna consciousness. And how to do that? Every single day when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, automatically the faith that we have, that will keep, you know, strengthening more and more and more. And one day it will become so strong that no one in this world can come and shake. As of now, our faith is komal shraddha. It is sensitive. You know, it's fragile. Someone comes and speaks some strong philosophy, some atheistic philosophy, and we start thinking, maybe he is also correct. That itself shows that our faith is not strong.
Yes.
So, when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, with time, with our sincere endeavor, with our sincere and serious practice, the faith will start becoming more and more strong, and it will become very, very strong. We'll be firmly fixed in the injunctions given by Krishna and we'll be able to execute that. So we cannot miss chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we cannot miss associating with those people who have complete faith in the injunctions of the Shastra given by Krishna. So associating with those people who are having faith, we will also get faith. Those people who are having firm faith, we will also get firm faith. Those people who are having little faith, we will also get little faith. So we have to decide whom to associate with. And we have to be very, very, very cautious and conscious whom are we associating with. Now after speaking this, Krishna will speak about, what about those people who does not have faith in injunctions and who are envious of Krishna? What about those? So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.